I set out to save the world. I suppose I did, in a way, but at what cost? I set out to change the world. I changed it forever. But it can't bring back the one thing I ever loved. It can't bring anything back. What's lost is lost forever. Ah, forsaken God, how I weep for the earth. For 21 years, I've lived like an animal in the wilderness. Mine is the most hated face of the 21st century, and for 21 years I've borne this albatross on my shoulders. I'm an old man now. I can't carry it any longer. My name is Hercus Rixon Barges, and I am the biggest fool that ever drew breath. What's wrong with the world is due to me. Forced migration, rationing, permits, everything. Even those noble words, human rights, are now a form of blasphemy, held to be the cause of all our woes. Curse me, loathe me, despise me as you will. I want you to. I must atone. That's all I have to say. I'll leave it to her to tell my story, interfering little bitch. How I loathed her for her cozy suburban life and her petty middle-class dreams. It was people like her, consumers, who ate up the earth. Greedy bastards. They refused to do anything about global warming, and now it's far too late. Our grandkids will pay the price. I'll make her pay before I die. Chapter 1. It was supposed to be our great night. A wonderful romantic dinner together followed by, well, I'll come to that later. Why did I allow it to happen? Why did I let Rin bring home that embittered failure of a man? All I had to do was say no and insist on it. If only I had. But I did not want to make a fuss, not that night. I said yes, and I have to live with the consequences. As soon as I came through the front door, the screen turned itself on and began screaming at me. The Prime Minister and Cabinet are in emergency session after the discovery of yet another outbreak of a suspicious crop disease. Infestations of phylloxera, which devastated the world's vineyards in the 19th century, have been discovered throughout vineyards in South Australia, Tasmania, and Victoria. The simultaneous appearance of the pest at all these locations makes it clear that it was deliberately introduced. I hauled my shopping out to the kitchen, which was even more depressing. The house had looked like a building site for 3 years, and God only knew when we'd get the money to finish renovating it. As I packed the groceries away, I began to wonder about the broadcast.